7. And then we get consciousness and we live with those old ideas. And those old ideas aren't always right. So I learned to do the work to change. And two things. God has showed up. When I was ready, Father O'Brien called me. He said, I want you to give retreats. I said, you got to be kidding. I'm excommunicated. And he said, I don't care. He said, I know that you're a good educator. And he said, I know that you're a good member of AA. So I started giving retreats, and that's been like a second career. Not that I get paid for it, but it's some opportunity to do. And it has forced me to really be serious about, because I realized something. Mildred, if you're not doing the work, don't get on the podium and try and teach other people about the steps and about life. So that was one thing. Then he got me giving retreats to men. And that was also interesting. And then one day I was in front of a bunch of women and the walls came down. I can't explain it to you. I didn't at that point still like women. And I'm giving a retreat to women and I start to bawl. Mildred does not cry, and not in front of a bunch of women. I know how to manipulate men, but not cry in front of women. And the walls came down. And I said, I'm the loneliest person in the world. I don't know how to make friends and I haven't got any. Got lots of acquaintances. And that changed my life. I've got one more thing I want to say because it's so relevant to the program. I was one day there were a bunch of women together and something had happened. I don't even know what it was. But there were two women in the group started to cry. And I said, what are you crying about? With kind of an annoyance, I guess. And they said, we're crying because we feel sad. And it hit me. You, Mildred, have a closed heart. You don't know how to feel. You know how to think sad. You know how to get your checkbook and write somebody a check, but you don't know, you don't feel for people. And that was the opening, I'm telling you, of a new way of living, a new way of being in the world. I've got a long way to go yet, but you know what? I've pretty well stopped judging. I can now look at people and know, you're just my brother, you're my sister. We're doing this job together. I may not like how you dress, I may not like how you act, but I don't have to judge you. We're family. We're one. You know, this is the exciting stuff. Like, there's so much good. The scientists are saying we're one. We all come from one source. And I just love that. So where has step 2 and 3 taken me? Taken me to a place that I can't even imagine. You know, what have I seen over this? I have seen that this power is at work. And the more I acknowledge that, you know, I said to somebody one day, you like to be acknowledged, don't you? He said, yeah. I said, God does too. I've gotten into a habit, you don't have to do it. I live alone. I'm still open. I'm being silly, but I can't make that go away, but I can be different, and my heart is open. That doesn't mean I don't blow sometimes, but I just see the world so different. And it, whenever I see that nice phone call that came in, or the nice card somebody gave me, or whatever, or I lost something and I found it, or things go well, I get on my knees